Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Juice. I'm your host, Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, and the inventor of the Atomic Wedgie. Today's guest is a gorgeous and very talented exotic dancer. She's also a board member for stripper and sex worker advocacy group, Strippers United. Let's give a big juicy welcome to Teddy B. Ruxpin. Well, hello, Teddy B. Ruxpin. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
It is truly one of the best names anyone could possibly have. It is a solid frame of reference of the 80s. I also feel like probably a generation of people that don't know what it is at all, too.
Oh, there are a lot of people that don't know what it is. I've gotten that a ton. I've had to explain to a lot of people that the whole name is a pun because they haven't gotten it.
Yeah, they were truly the most terrifying toy. We had one in my daycare and I was so afraid of it because it speaks so slowly. and like I think they all warp pretty quickly. So it just goes like, this teddy bear that goes like this, how are you doing? I'm like, okay. And its eyes blink on its own. And that's terrifying.
Okay. So it's like Furby level scary.
That's essentially what it is. But yeah, solid name choice. Also, I loved the advocacy group that you work for. Strippers United sounds like such... Let many listeners know that sex work is real work. And I am always on board for it every way, shape or form. And everyone should be protected. And that's what I always believe. And if you don't believe that, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you.
You can go. You can go.
I'm sorry for you and the life you chose to live. How long have you been dancing now?
Oh, Jesus. Like 7 years, like 6 or 7 years, just about.
Okay.
Solid period of time. It's a career at this point.
Look, it is a career. It is a fucking job. It requires maintenance. It requires a skill set that not everybody has. Because I can assure you, I cannot walk in 10-inch heels. I can walk in 6 inches, but in about 30 minutes, I'll be on the floor wobbling.
6 inches is good to start. You can start with that and then scale up.
I love how you think that's a start. Like, that's my end point, Teddy. I'm not going to go. I'm already 7 feet tall. You're like, I'm too tall.
No such thing. No such thing.
I know. That's a lie. I'm going to be in 10 inches in like 3 months tops. So like, it was just an inspiration that you just wanted to, or did you walk into a club and see something? And
honestly, I don't know. I feel like this kind of makes the story sound worse, but I had like a long manic episode break from reality when I was 19.
Yeah.
And I was just like absolutely wilding out, just losing my mind. But the thing is, if you do that for long enough when you're 19, you run out of money really quickly.
Yes.
And I was like, oh man, I'm broke. But I hate regular jobs. I despise regular jobs. I've worked and every time I've done it, I've been like, this is not for me. I'm getting out of here. And so I had a friend at the time and she was like, you know what I've always wanted to do? I've wanted to be a stripper. So I was like, I'm not doing anything right now. Why not? So we went out, we bought some heels. I bought this like hideous Target Teddy wedding set. Oh, I'm disgusted when I think about it. And then we just went to a couple of clubs, sussed them out, and then we auditioned. And I think from like idea to inception, it took about a week. And then I was working.
Like, was pole work something that you could do immediately, or?
Oh no! Oh god, no, not at all. I went to I think 2 pole classes, and the last one was taught by coincidentally a member of Strippers United, A.M. Davies. So we ended up meeting again in a completely different context. You're later and she did not remember me. But I think we ended up chatting with her and we're like, yeah, we're taking these because we want to be dancers. And she went, this is such a waste of time. If you want to be a dancer, don't take pole classes. Just go work.
Yeah.
That's like the best thing you could do. So that's what everyone says. And it is true. It took me a while, but then like you get it after a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course you get it eventually, but that's still, it's because it's upper body strength. It's a lower body strength. It's balancing yourself and it's sliding down and having and trusting yourself. It ain't easy. It isn't a regular job, but it's still a job.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you fall, as long as you make it look cute, that's all that matters.
Look, if you can bust your ass wide open and hit the ground and be fine, that's still...
It's a skill. It works out.
Look, I'm impressed. I will always be impressed. So this is about the world of gossip that you grew up in. So where do you, like, where did it all begin? Were you from a small town, a big town, or?
Oh my God. Well, I'm Caribbean. So mm-hmm. I think when you're talking about like a community of gossip, Caribbean people love to talk shit. And I'm Trinidadian. And mm-hmm. there's this word, it's not even a lot of like Trinidadian slang words are like old proper English words that people don't use anymore.
Yeah.
And one of them you'll use to describe people is you'll call them macocious or just maco. And it means nosy. And that is the energy of Trinidad. Everybody is in everybody else's business constantly. And everybody is constantly talking about everyone else behind their backs. So if you just sit quietly and listen, you'll hear people's whole life stories, who their husband left them for, where people saw their fiance last week. Oh, don't you know her sister is doing this? Like, you will hear everything.
Was there anything salacious that you recall that time that was like, that they caught your ears that was from a side story?
Oh my God. Well, I think she'll be okay with me telling this on a podcast because it's objectively funny. For years, my parents broke up when I was a wee bab and I was like one.
Yeah.
And they were both so like CIA about the information. Like neither of them would say exactly what happened. So I just listened to one of my grandmas talking. And the general, I was like, someone's going to tell me. The general vibe is my mom went away to the States to have me. I'm technically an anchor baby and she hates me saying that. But my mom went to the States to have me. And then while she was gone, my dad started palling around with a woman that he worked with. And she was also engaged. And they were seen publicly together so many times that her fiance went to my mom's cousin because he worked with my mom's cousin. And he went, hey, tell your cousin to tell her man to stop sniffing around my fiance. And so when my mom came back from the States with a baby, everybody knew, but nobody told her for like a solid 3 months.
Jeez.
So she was just hanging out until eventually someone was like, yeah, you don't know about like Leslie and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, who? Wait, what did I miss?
Oh, it's like, you didn't know that you were being cheated on? Oh,
that's the culture of Trinidad. Yeah. Usually if there gossips about you, you're the last one to know.
That's usually, it's a culture of us all. I think it's also Ethiopian culture. If it's about you, you'll be the last to know. Everyone will know. And somebody will eventually tell you, but you will be the last to know. Oh my gosh. So did you grow up in Trinidad or did you move to the States?
I did. I lived there until I was 12.
Living on an island is, I don't know. I think that's just a perfect place to grow up. And then
it's not cool if you live there. It's like,
no,
it's hot. I mean, yeah, it's so hot. It's indescribably hot all the time. Whenever people are like, island living so slow, I'm like, yeah, it's hot. Have you ever conceived of how hot it is? You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, but it's you have to understand it looks good on paper.
That's from true.
If you're far away and it's like when like it's like -5 degrees in the winter.
Well, anyone who's thinking about moving to the Caribbean, we got bugs and like snakes and stuff because it's so warm. So if you're not willing to like chop a snake as it comes slithering through your house at like 9 p.m. It's not for you. It's not for the faint of heart.
So did you go to school in the States then?
Yeah, I did. I went to like middle school and high school. Well, I mostly went to high school in the States and then my mom was in the Army. So for the end of high school, we went to Germany for a couple of years and I finished high school there.
Oh, damn. Where in Germany?
Wiesbaden. It's pretty sick.
Okay, like, I feel like I don't know if the Germans are gossip kind of people, are they?
No! Germans are very calm, very chill people. But in that sense, at least when I was there, they always found Americans very popular to party with. They said we were fun partiers.
Oh, how was the party scene?
So my high school class was we were going a while.
Okay, now I need to know. Now I need to know. What is this? What was like the party life in Germany?
Oh my God. Well, especially because it was like a military high school, and my senior year, mm-hmm. nearly everyone's parents went to Afghanistan, which, boo-hoo. But like, they left us all alone because we were all like 17 to 18. So no one had any parents. We were all legal to drink, and we were in Germany, and it was debauchery. I used to know this kid who used to bring a flask to school, and if you like pass him in the hallway and you were a friend and you're like, I'm having a hard day, you would do like a shot with him in the hallways and keep going. And this was like not unusual. We would like party till 3. I think my curfew, which I argued for, was like 3 a.m. because I was going out so much. And we would party until 3 a.m. and then you'd go home and like pass out and shower and like show up in algebra the next day. I was barely keeping it together, but I was the coolest weirdo.
What made you a weirdo?
I was gay. I had a death hawk when I started at that high school, and then I shaved it off and I shaved my eyebrows off. I was going through an era. So yes. I looked like a little egg.
Look.
And like I only wore vintage clothes.
So you were hip is what you're saying. You were cool. You were ahead of your time.
I was very cool.
I had a brief shaved eyebrow moment in my late teens, but I was in high school then.
But now the no brows are in. So we were truly ahead of the time when it came to having no eyebrows.
We should just shave them now. Why not? We could be free. I don't want to. I'm kidding. That's
not, no, I spent too long growing them back.
It takes way longer than you think it is.
It does. And then you have weird eyebrow stubble for like months. Mm-hmm. It's really not hot.
That middle phase is the worst thing.
Horrifying.
You're like you're just looking at like a dilapidated chia pet. All right, so what kind of jobs did you have before you moved away from the world of boring ass jobs?
I worked at The Limited, the clothing store that closed down.
Oh,
but
I remember.
I didn't like my hours, so I just stopped showing up, which I've quit like 4 things that way. And I think that's a good way to do it. Because I dropped out of college at the same time by just not going. I just like woke up one day and I was like, I'm kind of done with this. And I just didn't show up for the rest of the semester. And I got very concerned texts and I ignored all of them. I got found years later by some people I went to that school with. And they're like, we all thought you had died or something. You just disappeared and there was no word. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. After The Limited, I think I didn't have a regular job. I just started dancing. And then while I was dancing, I was like, every time I moved, I would get like a normal job again, just so I could lie with my pay stubs and my deposits, because you gotta look legit for apartments.
I respect that, and I'm also pro that.
I mean, I like scamming, so I'm fine with it.
And I will always respect that, honestly, forever. And also, but you're still working. I'm sorry.
I don't hate my job, but I will say dancing is like every other job where you have moments where you're like, I never want to do this again.
Oh, I think of quitting every job that I've had my entire life, even till now. Like, there's always a moment I'm like, I can just not do this. And you're like, no.
Yeah, so I'm just like, up. I could just leave right now. And what could anyone do to stop me?
Do you have a favorite quitting story to tell? Like, have you ever quit something in a grand and fun way?
I am majorly just not showing up person. I do think there are only two places I think I've ever quit officially. One was House of Intuition, where that was not to say I'm not spiritual now, but I was deep into my spiritual era when I worked there. And most of my friends had like quit by that point. And I was like, if I look at the clock and it says 5:55, it's my spirit guide speaking to me and it's really time for me to leave. And then I looked at the clock and it said 5:55 and I grabbed all my stuff and I clocked out. And then my manager came to me and she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm quitting. And she was like, yeah, you look like you're quitting when you're walking in. I was waiting for you to leave all day. And then I passed one of the new girls because she was coming to clock in and she went, nice to meet you. And I went, we're never going to see each other ever again. And I don't know why I was so rude to her. I was really feeling myself. And then I just walked in. And besides that, well, it's funny because it's me. I can tell this joke because it's me. But when I worked at the library, I did quit by having a suicide attempt and getting hospitalized for 6 weeks. And I always think that's like the grandest way I've ever quit a job is having the ambulance show up and like take me away and then having to call and be like, so I'm currently being held in a hospital, so I'm not going to come back.
Look, at that point, I'd be like, and you are the reason why.
I was like, eh, fuck this job.
Look, if you are feeling suicidal, quitting your job might be helpful.
Honestly, I think that's the way to go. Just quit your job first before you try any other options.
Yeah. So see if there's a little shift in your life that you can make that'll make your life a little better. I've been there before as well. I've actually, when I shaved my eyebrows, I was in a mental hospital as well. I got to spend 2 weeks when I was 17. I ran away to LA. I was staying in a shelter, had an anxiety attack, shaved everything. And they were like, you're going to go to the mental hospital. And I was like, you know what? you're right. That's the right thing to do.
At time it sucks, but I think like now that time has passed, I'm like, that was a fun little vacation.
Look, the anxiety I had that when I was younger, I will never have again, thankfully, because as you get older, it's just like, it's not because I don't have anxiety. It's mostly that I just don't care when my brain goes, what about this? I'm like, I don't care.
You're like, what about it?
What about it? Bring it up again. I don't care.
Well, I was the hottest person in my mental hospital. So I caused drama. So maybe that's why your experience was different than mine. I got unwittingly involved in a love triangle.
Of course you did, Teddy.
So much was happening.
Just showing up to the mental hospital, just like, you know what? I'm here to fuck shit up.
I didn't even know I was in the love triangle because it was a German hospital and only two people spoke English. So I only had like two real friends and no one else could really talk to me.
And you got in a love triangle with them.
This German boy like fell in love with me and we went on a night walk and he gave me a piggyback ride. But I didn't think that was affection. I was just too lazy to walk. And I was like, yeah, I'll take the piggyback ride. And then once I had like a full breakdown at lunch. And until then I had been like, I'm chill. I'm like the normal one. And then I was just like had a full, I was like crying. And then he gave me his pudding at lunch. And I didn't know, but that was like the ultimate declaration of mental hospital love.
I could have told
was
you
him
that.
Giving his chocolate boots. And there was another girl who liked him and it started a feud.
You got in the way.
I did, but I didn't even know what she was saying to me or about me. So she would argue with me and I'd be like, I don't know what's going
on. Look, German is one of those languages where I could not tell if somebody is praising me or yelling at me. So
are we fighting? Are you just talking to me? What's going on? What's happening? Like,
nah, unfortunately, no, my love life has not been that salacious. So I'm proud of you.
I'm not trying to have it be this wild. It just happens.
And when you first started dancing, was there like a world of like gossip happening there? It's like there's some hearsay that you had to deal with at all?
I don't want to dishonor my people, but I think this is a fair assumption. Strip clubs are hotbeds of gossip. Everybody is talking about everyone else. The people who say they're like, I don't talk about other girls. Don't trust that person. She is lying through her teeth. I think dancing attracts very strong personalities mostly and very like interesting people. So even if you like someone, there's still like a level of information I think you know about people that most people in their life won't know about. I knew like a bunch of people's life stories that I'd like never met, all the stuff that I had like missed. The best was if a fight happened, because at the first club I worked at, physical fights would happen every once in a while.
Yeah.
And then you would come into the aftermath and get to hear like the live on the scene reporting from like five different people who saw five different angles of the argument.
Like security always pops up and stops it, or is that?
I mean, I've never really worked anywhere with bad security, but even good security is not very active.
You can't be everywhere all at once.
Yeah. I mean, if it's between like dancer and customer, that's where they step in. Between dancer and dancer, I've noticed security just acts like it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
When I worked at Cheetah's, which is a very small club, a friend and I got in a screaming match with another dancer while we were getting ready to leave. So we were all moving locations through the club, like going out to like tip the DJ and moving stuff while like yelling at each other from four different points. And I remember I like went up to tip the security guard and he just like took the tip. And while I was giving him something, like she yelled and I turned to yell back. And then I went to the DJ and the same thing happened. And he went, I don't know about all that. And I went, you want a piece of this too? So I think that's why security stays out of like dancer.
You don't want to fuck with this dude.
It looks like I'll swing on you too. I think the fact that it's so easy to get another dancing job means like no matter how much you like a club, there's an inherent level of disrespect where you're like, I can leave this shit at any time.
I'm still beautiful. I don't care. Yeah.
I got insulted by a manager once and quit the club. It wasn't even a big insult.
Oh.
And he said something to me once and I never went back.
There's no way you can get me to that point where I'm like, I will stay with you forever. I will always be like, the second you defy me.
Like, you need me. It's called a strip club for a reason. I get any smack from you, I'm out.
You are the talent.
Yeah. This was Deja Vu Hollywood. I was in flip-flops because at the time I wore boots. Because here's another thing about dancing. Hell on the toes. Your pedicures don't last longer than 4 days. Honestly, distressing. Like unless you're into feet, don't ever look down. You're getting a lap dance. It's hell down there. It's horror. And I had been wearing boots at the time, so I wasn't doing my toes. So I was flip-flopping in to get my money from the manager. And he looked down at me and I was like, it was a slow night. And he was like, might have been a better night if you did them toes. And I went, and then I drove home and knocked them on my
back. No.
I was like, I've heard enough. I'm not working there anymore.
Not today. Not ever. Thank you for all those tales. We're actually going to switch gears now. Okay. It is mailbag time. So these are the listener submissions. We'll rate them and tell them what you think. So the scale on juice level, it's from dry. Dry being boring, not good. Moist being mid. And fully juiced, meaning that is salacious and fantastic.
Hmm.
I have two submissions. I'll read the first one to you. My sister used to play in a super competitive club soccer league in the extremely bougie part of the country where I grew up. Literally a decade after the fact, my dad revealed that he used to post anonymous gossip on a forum for the soccer parents. He stressed that he would only gossip about adults, never the kids. Apparently, this gossip account was a talk of the town, and he never revealed his identity to any of the other insane soccer dads until years later. My father was truly the Gossip Girl of soccer dads.
I would give that one fully juice just because the image of your dad at soccer.
I would. Here's the thing. I love it. I love the very concept of a dad gossiping. Me, I'll give it a moist because I wanted to know what he was talking about.
That's true. I would wish we had an excerpt from this dad's gossip.
Send
website.
Us a link to the forum. I want to know what's going on.
I love other people's gossip.
It's the best. It's always the best. It's this is why I made a career out of it. This is why I'm here right now. All right, so here's the next submission. So one day my roommate Mary came home and was like, hey, there's a guy at work who I think you would really like. And I was like, oh my God, cool. So I find him on Instagram and we hit it off and schedule a date. We'll call this man John. So date day comes and John cancels and I'm like, oh, that sucks, but whatever. We tentatively reschedule. So one night I'm creeping on his Instagram page and I see that my cousin is following him and I'm like, that's odd. And my cousin Danny and I have the same pretty distinct last name. So I call her and I'm like, hey, what's up with this? And she tells me she started dating him. Come to find out he had canceled our date to go on a date with Danny. So I'm immediately like, ew, gross, and stop talking to him. She keeps dating him. I'm annoyed about it. So one day my roommate's like, LOL, you should send him an anonymous STD email even though you never slept with him just to mess with him. So I do. Because remember, they work together, so it's really easy to get his email. I'm no longer speaking to my cousin Danny, and I kind of forgot about the whole thing. About a month later, I'm at a yoga class with my cousin, Danny's sister, and she's like, guess what? John got an anonymous STD email, and turns out he had chlamydia. I died laughing, because even though the email was fake, he still had an STD.
Okay. I was about to give it a moist, because I was like, a cousin isn't close enough to be dramatic. It has to be a sibling, but... the chlamydia did add the sprinkle on top. I will agree to fully juice because throwing an STD in there really adds to the fight.
He got tested and ended up having an STD.
So she did a public service, really.
Yes. I'm like, you created chaos, but you also call that a worm.
Really the hero of the story.
I'm just, whoever did this, whoever sent it in, thank you so much. You're doing the Lord's work.
It was like, actually, this is great. Thank you.
This is a fully juice for me. This is, I'm salivating, as a matter of fact. That's how insanely quenched I am. Well, that is the mailbag. Thank you all again for sending in your mail. Okay, Teddy, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with the juice line.
Price drop. Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to The Juice. I'm here with Teddy B. Ruxpin. All right, Teddy, now's the time in our show when we go to the phone and we call it The Juice Line. And I'm hearing from our board operator that today's caller is Rebecca. Well, let's patch her in.
Thank you.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you. I'm Solomon. I'm here with my wonderful guest, Teddy, and obviously, you have a piece of gossip, and clearly that is what I consume on a daily basis. So please, the platform is yours.
Great. Well, nice to meet you guys. I'm such a big fan. I listen every week.
Thank you. I love you already.
So let's get into it. I am a domestic worker, which can mean anything from like a housekeeper, a house manager, which is what they call butlers mm-hmm. now, drivers, chefs, nannies, what have you. And 5 years ago, I started working for my first like ultra high net worth boss, which Ooh. Is pretty much just like one of those people who like doesn't know how many cars they have, doesn't Ooh. Know how many houses they have, doesn't know how many people work for them. So that came with like a bunch of cool gossip that like I could only talk to my coworkers about. So we had like a lot of group chats going on for that. But I had to do like some of the craziest stuff. Like I had to make sure that like none of the girlfriends found out about each other because there were like a million oh. of them. And like there Damn. Was one of the girlfriends like texted a bunch of us that worked for him and was like, this like pair of mystery panties showed up. Like, do you guys know like where the, she like sent us a picture and we're all on another group text. Like, do we just like say it's one of ours? Like, what do we say? And like, so then like I drew this short straw just because of like a bunch of the circumstances leading into it yeah. and had to be like, I'm a weirdo and was doing my own laundry oh at work. God. And those are mine. Oh, I'm no. so sorry.
Oh, no.
And then it's okay.
He better have given you a raise after that.
I actually brought it up in my salary negotiations for my bonus.
Good.
So, yes, definitely a lot of weird stuff. I, like, had to say without irony one time that we need to keep all the pools above 95 degrees.
Above 95 degrees?
That it is was a hot tub. That's not a pool.
Also, what are you trying to burn off?
You're making soup
exactly.
at that point.
Exactly.
yeah.
Exactly. And also, like, who wants to, at the end of a long, hot day, just, like, jump into soup? Like, it was so counterintuitive. But to kind of get into the main story I want to talk about, we got to go back to when I was in high school. I went to kind of a preppy, like, school with, like, a bunch of like CEOs kids, like NBA players kids. And I was just like a financial aid kid. All of my friends were like from my neighborhood, but there was this one kid who I had heard his parents were like super wealthy. I didn't really know him that well. We had some classes mm-hmm. together. And like, I think sophomore year, he just kind of like stopped showing up to school. And I think I heard a rumor that he got like sent to military school or like boarding school or something like that for getting into trouble. But didn't really think about it for a few years. And then my last year of college, I got a DM from him.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, I had like a crush on you in high school. And like, I heard we live in the same city. So like, we should hang out. And at that time, I had plans to move abroad in a couple months. So like, I was like, yeah, sure. We hung out. We had fun.
Yeah.
And we basically just had like a fun little fling for a couple months. Like,
yeah.
I was moving, so it wasn't going anywhere. But I remember the first time I went back to his place, he was like, oh, I'm staying at my parents' place for the summer because we were all in college. And I remember like walking into the lobby and there were these like fancy doormen that like knew his name. And we get off the elevator and we are standing in what I can only describe as like Bruce Wayne's penthouse from the Dark Knight. Like, it was just bachelor patty, huge, like 360 views of the city, like just ridiculous amenities everywhere. So I stayed there like a few times that summer and like we had this fun little fling. And then cut back to when I was starting my new job, my boss is like setting up our training and she gives me the address. I'm like, oh, that's like the same street as that kid that I fucked in college. And then I park and I'm like, oh, it's the same building as that kid that I fucked in college. And I walk into the lobby and like make eye contact with a doorman who I'm pretty sure recognizes me from fucking that kid in college. I step off the elevator into the penthouse that I fucked in college. And I like kind of, and I knew it wasn't this kid or his family just from the interview process. And I look at my boss and I'm like, are there like more than one units like this? And she was like, it's the penthouse. No. And I'm like, right, sure. Yeah, I'm not asking for any reason.
Also, why would I know that? I don't. I just found that out right now myself. The penthouse is the only house up at the top.
Yeah, it's the top floor, I guess. I don't. Yeah, that was like.
I believe
one,
that.
One of those rich people things that I was supposed to know that no one told me about.
Hey, idiot. Yeah, it's the penthouse.
Like, you're like, okay.
So, sure.
It was such a like fun, sexy secret for a few years where like, we weren't allowed to go into the master like quarter of the place like when he was home because like. For discretion reasons. And I was just like, well, I mean, I fucked in that steam shower back there. So like, that feels like kind of an unnecessary rule. Or like, I'd be like serving breakfast and I'd be like, oh yeah, we fooled around on this kitchen island that one time. It felt mortifying, but it was like mortifying only to me. So, and I got through without anybody ever figuring it out. Yeah. So.
That is wild. I'd be walking around like, this could have been all mine if I wanted to.
I know people always ask like, oh, why didn't you like stay with that guy? And I was just like, well, now I just like hang out in his parents' house all the time. And I'm pretty sure he had to like buy his own house and like do a dumb job.
Also, so, who cares? You can do whatever the fuck you want. Wow, what a weird thing to say. Why don't you just stay with that rich guy that you didn't like that much?
Yeah, exactly.
There are always other rich guys though.
Also, it's better to become the rich guy yourself. That's the goal.
Exactly. Yeah, which is what that salary is.
And you haven't seen him since?
When we were like hanging out, he was like, oh, you know who reached out to me randomly? This could be its own gossip, really. But he was like, Megan. And Megan was my best friend in high school. That's not her real name. But
First of all, good job on making up a name on the fly.
We were best friends in high school and we had a falling out because two of our girlfriends were secretly dating each other. And then they broke up. But like to us, it was just like friends were fighting like really aggressively. And we ended up on like opposite sides of that divorce. So, and I think they're married now. I don't know.
That's accurate.
That's probably are. That's how most relationships start.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, because he told me when she reached out and I was like, she was pretty boy crazy. I'm like, she's probably trying to date you. But like, apparently that's what we're all doing after college now. So.
I didn't do that. Nobody did that with me. I'm
not disappointed
with everyone.
I didn't do that either. I didn't think it was a thing that people did. I would have been like petrified to reach out to my high school crush.
Also, when I graduated high school, the internet just got created. So that's why it happened to me. I'm over here like, yeah, no one DM'd me when I graduated high school in the year 2000 before DMs existed.
That. I was like, I'm saying DM, but what I mean is like Facebook message.
Like, oh, Facebook didn't even exist. Yeah. That's how ahead of it you are. Then I'm over here like, yeah, no one's AOLing.
You can't it's tell, okay. Solomon.
Look, I want people to tell. But thank you, Rebecca. That is, what a fun little tale.
Oh, thank you.
Well, yeah, well, thank you for calling into us. And we appreciate seeing you. And yeah, if you ever have any more tales of the domestic workers, we're happy to hear it.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
That was juicy.
The lying to the girlfriends and keeping track yourself when the person is not keeping track. I'd have to have a chart.
Did they have like an Excel spreadsheet? Yeah, where they're like, this is this girlfriend. Here's a picture of her.
I hope so. Like, we got to update the Excel spreadsheet. We got a new one.
I'm going to take this one out. She's out of the rotation.
I don't know. I've never hooked up with a rich person.
You haven't? I think. I say that like, really? But you live in LA.
I'm doing pretty well myself, but in general, like big wealth, I'm not that crazy about. Like whenever, especially because guys brag and I hate when rich guys, it's like my least favorite thing.
Or they try to humble brag, like be subtle about it. And you're like, I know who you are.
Yeah. They're not subtle about it. That's the issue. And like usually I remember like one guy like followed me around at a bar all night and told me about the count of his Egyptian cotton sheets. And I'm like, sir, oh my gosh, stop talking about cotton in front of a black person. First of all.
Did you tell him that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I was like 21. He was like in his 50s. And I remember I was leaving, friends were picking me up and he was just like standing there being like, I don't think your friends are going to come by. I'm like, sir, if I want to ride from 70 your age, I'd call my parents. My friends showed up right at that moment.
And you're like, great, now I can get out of here.
Bye.
Burn and leave. Exit the situation immediately.
But yeah, I fully recommend having flings with rich men, taking advantage of them in every way possible, and getting what you want.
I agree. But I mean, like rich people, but only the kind of like silent wealth rich people. Celebrities, by and large, annoying in my experience.
Because you also have to take on a personality, a cult personality, and that's never worth it.
Yeah. And it's like, they're looking at you like, you know who I am. And I'm like, yes, like we both know. This is not a hurdle of the conversation. Can we move past this?
Celebrity is always going to scare me. Like, I don't like when people are like, I know who you are. I'm like, oh God, did I do something wrong? Did I commit a crime?
Oh, well, I love like disrespecting celebrities and being like, I don't know who I'm talking to at all.
I love that about you now.
But I also, I met a lot of celebrities in like a sexy context. So I think it's like, if we see each other in the street, they'd be like, I have no clue who you are.
We've never met before.
I've never seen you before in my life.
Well, Teddy, that is the episode. And I really appreciate getting to talk to you. And it was such a delight.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun. I love all the hot goss.
More than thankful to have you. Thank you so, so much to the incredible Teddy B. Ruxpin for joining me on today's episode. You can follow Teddy on Instagram at teddyb.ruxpin. And as always, if you want to tell your story on The Juice, send them in by visiting teamcoco.com/heyjuice. Please remember to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Give us all those stars. And again, thank you so much for listening. And as always, have a juicy day.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.